As promised, we are joined on the phone right now by Robert Poitras, who's the owner of Carolina Brewery right downtown on West Franklin Street. Terrific place all the time. They are still open and serving and looking to connect with you. Robert, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
And this conversation made possible by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, downtownchapelhill.com, for more on them. So tell us about how you are managing. Obviously, a lot's going on. A lot of changes have to be made. How's Carolina Brewery adapting?
We're doing all right. We're still open in Chapel Hill and Pittsburgh. We have limited hours and limited menus, but we're open. Chapel Hill is open from 4 to 8 p.m. daily, and that's for curbside pickup. Also available by Uber Eats, Grubhub, and Takeout Central. And in Pittsburgh, we're open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily. And that's Takeout Central is available down there as well. Also curbside pickup. And we're really excited to launch a new home beer delivery. So if you're home and need beer for the weekend, we've figured out a way to do it. We will bring beer to your house. You need to call the Pittsburgh restaurant at 545-2330. And place your beer order, and we'll bring it to you between 12 and 8 p.m. daily.
That's awesome.
So that's been going well.
Is there a range for delivery, that like a radius that you deliver in?
There is. We're doing greater Chapel Hill, Carrboro, and Pittsburgh communities and in between.
So, all right. Awesome. So, yeah.
And then we're also launching tonight, we're launching a new app for all, make it easier to order, called Heartland Guest. This is an app our local friend Archer Data Systems put in at 411 West this week. I took a look at it over there. It works very smooth, so we're launching at Carolina Brewery tonight. So it's another easy way to order food from us and then come pick it up with a very touchless transaction.
That's awesome. So how difficult has it been, or how easy has it been to make this transition, and how have residents responded, customers responded?
Customers have responded well. You know, we started a staff relief fund by selling gift cards online. So anybody who wants to help support the brewery or our staff, you can buy gift cards at carolinabrewery.com. Had a lot of support in the community, a lot of phone calls, a lot of texts, a lot of emails. And we're seeing some regulars come back. They're glad to see that we're open. But it has not been easy. It's been very difficult on our staff. We've laid off over 100 people at the brewery. We're down to real key essential managers doing a lot of hands-on cooking. Myself have been doing a lot of cooking this week. So it's bare bones, but it's been well received. I'm happy to say the community has supported us. We really appreciate it. We need your support. All the businesses downtown need your support. My friends at 411 West and Med Deli are still out there open on West Franklin Street. So I encourage everybody to think about us when you're making your dining decisions.
Speaking with Robert Poitras again, Carolina Brewery. You can find out more on them at carolinabrewery.com, and you can head to our website, chapelboro.com, for a long list of places downtown and around Orange County that are still open. Of course, the downtown Chapel Hill list brought to you by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership. They're also sponsoring this conversation. And Robert, you mentioned the gift card effort for staff relief. That's one thing that people can do to help the service industry as they're getting through this as well. Tell us about this new initiative, Feed the Fight Chapel Hill. We're going to be talking about this more as we get into next week, but this is a really, really exciting effort that is bringing a lot of folks together, and it's a really cool idea, and it's getting off the ground right now.
Oh, absolutely. So this is new for us. This is feeding the frontline workers at the hospital. We're going to be delivering meals down to UNC Hospital starting this Monday. We'll be providing lunch for over 40 people, and then I think we'll be doing it again next Saturday. So people can go to Feed the Fight. They've got a huge GoFundMe campaign. And if you want to buy a meal for the frontline workers, this is a great way to do it. And then local restaurants like ourselves will deliver it down there out front of the hospital. Single-serve containers, very safe, but it'll get distributed. And we hear that the hospital workers are really excited about this program, so very excited to be a part of it.
And I know there were some initial efforts to do this a couple of weeks ago, and then they had to change the rules at the hospital to not allow visitors in. You figured out a way to get meals to the workers even around all of those rules, right?
That's correct. We're going to take our van down. We're going to meet them outside at the ACC Center. They've got a tent set up there, very safe and efficient. So we'll pull up and distribute the meals to the staff out there outside tables, and then they'll distribute it from there. So nobody has to go into the hospital. and very happy to be a part of it. It seems like a great campaign.
There's a lot of that going on, and it's just so heartening to see with so much need and so many different people and organizations and businesses that are struggling through this, and we're all struggling through it together, that there's so many people out there with these fantastic ideas of, hey, what if we did this? This would help restaurants and frontline workers at the hospitals. This would help this nonprofit organization as well as first responders, and just doing things that's just a win-win-win all around. It's just so great to see.
No, it is great to see, and we're happy to be a part of it. You know, the Chapel Hill community is unique and special, and there are a lot of our businesses downtown that need ongoing support. So I hope the community will come rally around the hospital workers with the Feed the Fight campaign, and I encourage everybody to come out and buy gift cards to downtown businesses, everywhere from restaurants to retail like Cattails Cafe or Uniquities. I mean, come out and support. You can come back and use those gift cards later, but it really helps the businesses right now fighting for cash flow.
Absolutely. Speaking with Robert Poitras again, CarolinaBrewery.com for more information. And people want to order from you. They go online. What will they see on the menu? What's there from before and what's new?
So most of our menu is still there, and people are going to get our, half-pound gourmet burgers, local Pittsburgh bread shop buns, Chapel Hill Creamery cheese. We've also got our chicken tenders, which are very popular. We're doing salads as well. And we're also doing some limited entrees. This weekend, we're doing family-style chicken mac and cheese with a side salad and iced tea.
Nice.
And that's a great deal. That's $49.95. It'll feed easily six adults. So stay tuned to us. If you want to know what we're doing each week, you can follow us on social media. We're doing some unique things as far as beer specials and food specials. And continuing some traditions we've done for over 20 years, like kids eat free on Monday. So if you want to feed the kids something new and different, consider ordering from us, either location, Chapel Hill or Pittsburgh, on Mondays.
Sounds good. And again, CarolinaBrewery.com for more information from Carolina Brewery. Speaking with Robert Poitras, and as we wrap up, other things that people need to know about you, about the situation in downtown Chapel Hill, how folks can support you and other local businesses downtown?
Yeah, you know, the gift cards are great, and then if you also want to support the brewery, you remember that our beers are distributed at local grocery stores. So our partners at Weaver Street Markets and Whole Foods and Harris Teeters and Food Lions, we're continuing to keep our beer production up, and our cans are going out of the door to distributors. So if you want to support us, that's another way if you're not coming downtown. But gift cards, I can't say gift cards enough. That's a great way to support local business.
I love Carolina Brewery, and it's good to see you out there, even in the midst of this, and doing what you can to help others at the same time. CarolinaBrewery.com for more information, and go there to continue to order, get those gift cards, find out more about Feed the Fight Chapel Hill as well. We'll have more to say on that in the coming days, too. Robert Poitras, thank you so much for being with us and for all you're doing.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me today.
And again, that conversation made possible by the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership, downtownchapelhill.com for more on them. And they're also helping us put up our What's Open Downtown page on our website, chapelboro.com. So go there for a lot of information from businesses that are still open in downtown Chapel Hill and how you can connect with them.